hour of the program. You can dial in toll-free and bring up whatever's on your mind. 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and we'll give you the features on the site completely free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. You get to interact with the site for free. You get to submit things to it, should you like, or, of course, you can just surf the site and enjoy the content that other listeners have put there for you. But the idea is for listeners to vote on what they like and dislike, and the most voted up will make it to the front page and the top of the website, which means it's more likely to get our attention, more likely to talk about it on the air. So go to freetalklive.com to get interactive. Once again, freetalklive.com. Still to come, of course, your calls about absolutely anything. And also on the way, Julia is going to tell us about the prohibition of homeschooling in Australia. But first, we go back to Indianapolis, where we, in the last hour, were getting people's opinions on what's going on there. Obviously, Super Bowl Sunday coming up very soon, this weekend, and Indianapolis is prepping up for it with 1,000 police officers coming into the area to provide so-called security, which, of course, you know means they're just going to be arresting kids and prostitutes and not really, you know, maybe they'll break up a fight or two here and there, which, you know, is actually a useful part of what the police do. But, you know, we'll see. It'll be interesting to see what the arrest reports are for this next week here in India, as far as how many real violent criminals they stop versus people with a little bit of pot or something like that.
You know, I'm as concerned about the growing police state as you are. I'm hoping that that things are, you know, operate by the book and things go well here at the...
Well, by the book means arresting peaceful with peaceful people all over the place, Mark. So we'll see how that goes. Unfortunately, the book is not a good book. And, you know, it'd be nice if the by the book meant, like, going after real criminals. But as all that aside, we've been getting different people's opinions. And one guy said, everything's cool, man. Everybody's going downtown. They're passing footballs around. And people are going through the NFL experience. And they're taking zipline rides. And it's just a blast. And then John is here to tell us that maybe there's a little bit more to this than was, you know, revealed, perhaps. There's, like, a lot of taxpayer money involved here that maybe a lot of people aren't aware of. You said, John, that that people are being bussed in from surrounding communities and that taxpayer dollars are going to pay for this.
Yes.
Among other things. Do tell the rest of what you wanted to share tonight.
I know all the bus services downtown, Indigo, is free of charge for the entire week.
That's a government bus service?
Yes.
Okay.
The parking garages have been forced to charge higher rates, but they have a limit of how high they can go, but they can't go so low. They also can't honor their monthly pass members or their reserve spots. They told them that they can just pay the people back money for that week, but they're not allowed to use it. So anybody that works downtown, you know, they're out of luck.
Everybody who works downtown needs to take a week vacation, apparently.
They're really screwing over the downtown workers, then, is what you're saying.
Yeah. Also, if you have a business on the first floor, I help work with a business that has a first floor within a five-block radius of the circle. They sent out a letter saying if you had more than 10 persons inside of the establishment, you had to pay $180 per day fine for "quote unquote" security.
Whoa!
Wow.
Yeah, we're not 100% sure how they're going to enforce it, how they're going to check it, but they sent it out to everybody.
They're probably just expecting business owners to cut. They're probably doing what governments normally do: is they send an invoice and expect people to just cut them a check.
Pretty much, yeah. Also, with the trails and the curves that everybody's talking about, it came down from the Super Bowl committee or whatever that we had to have a cultural trail. I'm not exactly sure how that's defined, but
yeah,
they ended up getting rid of two entire lanes of traffic on the main thoroughfare through downtown Indy to put in a cultural trail with lights and cameras and so on and so forth.
Cultural trail.
Had to pay for that. Beautification projects were going on for the past year and a half. We paid for all that here in Indy.
Mm-hmm.
The only reason we built our new Lucas Oil football stadium was so we could qualify for the Super Bowl. We're still, even the donut counties are still paying a 1% tax for the old arena that's been torn down for a couple years.
The donut counties, so that would be the counties adjacent to, is it Marion County that Indianapolis is in?
Yes.
Okay. So the counties surrounding have been forced to pay for this new stadium as well as the people in Indy?
Yes.
I bet they love that.
Oh, we just absolutely love it.
Yeah, how is that? I mean, normally, how is it being received? I mean, in general, the idea of taxpayer funding the stadium. Obviously, football fans love that crap. But, you know, what does the average person think in Indy? Huh?
No one else is happy about it.
Yeah, I can't imagine.
Indiana has the strongest libertarian party in the country.
It is one of the strongest, for sure.
I mean, we're running a libertarian candidate for governor here that's been getting mass amounts of support because of things like this, where the state just goes through. We spend 44% of our budget on education, and we don't have very smart kids around here.
Well, that's the same story everywhere. I mean, around here, it's like 60% of the money that I pay in taxes goes to the education system, and you know, government education fails everywhere. It's tried. But all that aside, it's been very interesting hearing kind of the inside scoop. Do you feel like things are going to get worse as the week goes on? Because right now, it sounds like it's mostly Indianapolis area / Indiana folks coming into the area to go to these NFL exhibits or this village thing that they have. Later, you're going to have 150,000 people expected to come into the city for the Super Bowl, probably mostly towards the weekend. How do you feel that's going to change things?
It's going to get real bad because there's going to be a bunch of protests and people getting messages out there. The unions are protesting the recent passage of right to work. There's going to be people protesting against unions because almost every single job dealing with the Super Bowl was usually 50-50. And downtown events, 50 union, 50% not. They force it to be all union. No one working with the Super Bowl has to pay any taxes. That's food taxes, sales taxes, state taxes, nothing. They're 100% operating tax-free. I think as things go on, people are going to get really riled up. I know a lot of political people are going to be downtown, so with those 1,000 police, there might be some serious problems with that.
So we're seeing the early portions of this. And John and the rest of everybody in Indy, feel free. You know, we're on the air every night there through. I don't think they take our Sunday show these days, but we'll get there one of these days. But on Saturday night, we're going to be live in Indy, presuming there aren't sports on of some sort on Saturday night. So hopefully we'll get updates throughout the week from folks as to anything that goes down. Feel free to call us back, John. Thanks for the call and the info tonight. Appreciate it. At 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. So a fairly wide variety of opinions tonight. Everything is just hunky-dory here down to there's a lot of mandates being forced upon downtown employees and businesses, a lot of costs forced upon them.
And taxpayers surrounding counties.
And taxpayers all across Indiana.
When we lived down in Florida, we moved up to New Hampshire several years ago, and when we lived down to Florida, I lived in a county that was directly adjacent to Hillsborough County, in which Tampa was in,
right.
Where the Raymond James Stadium is in,
Lightning.
They have
stadium.
They have the Super Bowl in Tampa on a pretty regular basis. Mm-hmm. And if I had been forced to pay money, tax money to subsidize Tampa's Super Bowl, I would have been outraged. I mean, you know, maybe I was and didn't know it, but if I had known
Mark,
it,
you could have just had a free bus ride to go and hang out at the village.
Right, that's what I want. No, it wouldn't be a free bus ride. I have to pay for it and have to pay a great deal. People always think about government programs being free. My God, when a government does something, it costs so much. But maybe you don't pay. You know, maybe you don't write a check right then or come out of your pocket right then. But somebody's paying, and they're paying triple, quadruple, quintuple what it's worth.
It sounds like the bread and circuses are alive and well in Indianapolis. And
at least the rich people in Rome paid for the bread and circuses so that the poor people wouldn't rise up and slit their throats.
Now the poor people are paying for
the poor people have to pay for the bread and circuses of, you know, people are paying $3,000 a ticket for the Super Bowl. So the businesses downtown can get the wash from people who are going in and spending money on alcohol. And
the small
food.
Businesses downtown are being forced to pay $180 per day for so-called security. No thanks. I'll handle my own security. Thanks very much. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Americans are losing their wealth. People are rioting in the streets. For years, the American people have ignored the assaults on our liberty. The book In Plain Sight, A Disregarded Truth, not only reveals the truths and the deceptive tactics that have caused the decline of our liberty, but also identifies and explains how we, the American people, can restart what was once a free America. It's time to wake up, protect our liberty, and return the government back to its proper role. It's time to know the truth. Order In Plain Sight, The Disregarded Truth, today at Amazon.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to MysticStampPad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to MysticStampAD.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog, packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to MysticStampAD.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or MysticStampAD.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want. Toll-free number, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you tonight is Ian here.
And Julia.
And Mark. Inviting you over to our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features we will give to you there. Once again, freetalklive.com.
And those features include our mobile site. If you've got a smartphone, you can access M, as in mobile, .freetalklive.com. You get quick access to our live streams there, all three different flavors of them. And also the podcast is easily accessible from the mobile site at m.freetalklive.com.
Bitcoins, they're the world's first online digital currency. It's online cash, money that is not dollars. It's not money that's controlled by a government or money controlled by a corporation. It's just a currency for the internet. You can find out more about bitcoins by going to weusecoins.org and watching the video there. It's very informative. And if you want to get some bitcoins, the fastest and safest way to do it is through crypto exchange. You can buy and sell your bitcoins there. If you need any help, they've got 24-hour customer service right there on the website. You just click the live support link at the top. I've done it. You know, they made it easy for me. It's Crypto Exchange. You can see their banner at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. Again, it's bitcoin.freetalklive.com.
Let's go to Kelly Voluntarist, calling from our very own Keene, New Hampshire. Kelly, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark.
Hi.
Hey, Kelly.
How are you? Hello?
Hey, all is well. What's on your mind tonight?
Oh, not too much. It's Kelly. How are you?
Yes, we know it's Kelly.
Right on. Well, not too much. I was just calling to discuss Thursday's event at the Manchester Airport. Derek J. Freeman and I are going to go and do the same thing I did several weeks back. And hopefully everything will go well. And I hope to show people that it's not so scary. And I hope more people will show up to join us.
When you say it's not so scary, you mean going to the airport and taking off your clothes to
yes.
protest the TSA?
What could be scary about
defying
that?
Defying authority.
Yeah. Right, so the disobedient sort of unexpected aspect of this. You were threatened by the police while you were at this last event. It was actually about a couple weeks ago that it happened. You showed up. It's wintertime here in New Hampshire, so it was pretty cold outside. You took off your overcoat, and underneath that you had on some red lingerie. You
yeah.
then proceeded to parade around
more
the airport.
Like puce or fuchsia.
And you were looking very closely, Mark.
Yeah,
I see that.
I didn't keep an eye on
you. And you walked around the airport. You had some flyers that you were handing out to folks, and I would say you were well received. I was a little concerned about, you know, maybe sort of socially conservative people being very, very upset. But,
right.
you know, all that said, even with elderly people that you were approaching, there were lots of smiles and a lot of happy people.
Yeah, it was great. You know, I think they realize, you know, why I'm doing it.
Oh, yeah, it was pretty clear.
And I think that they support that. So
it's going to be two sexes going at this next one. You're going to be
yeah.
there presumably in your underwear again. And Derek J, has it been released what he's planning on wearing?
He's going to wear a Speedo and his bow tie. I think perhaps he wore that while he was doing your show one time. So I don't recall
him being in a Speedo,
no.
but he has worn a bow tie like around his neck, like a Chippendales guy before.
Yeah.
Oh, this will be hilarious.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
the two of you, you're going to come back with more flyers. It's going to happen Thursday. The last time this happened, and by the way, people can go to freekeen.com and scroll down a little bit. You'll find Kelly's video there. There's been a couple different videos.
Actually, Ian, if they go to freekeen.com/don't-strip-our-rights, they can find it all right there.
Perfect. Freekeen.com/don't-strip-our-rights. You can go there and get the videos and all the blog posts, I guess, about it all kind of together in one place, which is great. But it was a really successful event. And the difference this time out is you're announcing it in advance. Last time you sent out a quick press release about 30 minutes before you were going to head over to the airport. This time the press release has already been sent out. So if the media is going to show, this time they've got the opportunity and the heads up, but of course also the government people will have the heads up as well, so they won't be caught off guard this time. So will there be a difference in response from them? They didn't, you know, they attempted to intimidate you into leaving, but they didn't tell you had to leave at any point.
I don't believe that I have to leave. I believe that there is, like, case law supporting one's right to hand out literature at a public place, such as a train station or an airport. And the thing is about it is that I'm not doing anything obscene. I mean, I made sure to cover up anything that could be considered obscene.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, there's not really a whole lot they can do because, yeah,
right.
I'm fairly naked, but I am not, I'm not doing anything obscene. I'm not exposing anything obscene. So there's
right.
You're
attention grabbing, but you're
not,
not
hurting
exactly.
Anyone.
Yeah. So the last
yeah.
time, to the time prior to your event a couple weeks ago that we went to the airport to do activism was the We Won't Fly protests back in, I think it was 2010 when those happened. And
mm-hmm.
they pulled the same tactics with us then. We were just handing stuff out. There wasn't anybody in lingerie, but we were just handing stuff out at the airport. And there were so many newbies there that they did, you know, if you're new to the world of non-cooperation, if you're not practiced at saying no, then you're likely to do whatever you're told. And
right.
you'll even thank the bureaucrats for oppressing you.
Right.
I noticed this recently when I was pulled over with somebody who kept thanking the officer as the officer was aggressing against them. Like, you know, they gave the officer gave them a ticket and they thanked them for it. And,
you want to know something funny, Ian?
Yeah.
You want to know something funny? I do that.
It's a bad habit, and we've all done it. It's like the person who, after a judge hands down a sentence to them, thanks them and you know goes off to
right.
serve their sentence, or thanks them and goes to pay a $500 fine. No,
right.
that's not something you thank someone for. They have not
right.
done you a favor. They have not helped
right.
you in any way, shape, or form. They've impoverished you and they've oppressed you. Stop
right.
thanking these people. But you have to have you have to be in a different mindset entirely when you enter into this. So what happened the last time we were out there prior to you was. People were told they had to go outside, like they tried to tell you this last time, and
mm-hmm.
And they went outside, and only a couple of people were, you know, were willing to stay back and actually
mm-hmm.
challenge that. And this time around, when they were telling you, and the way they phrase things makes it sound almost like they're ordering you to do something, but I
yeah.
noticed when that cop was talking to you that he said, I'm asking you to go outside, and that's when I said,
yeah.
well, wait, Kelly, because you looked like you were getting ready to leave, and I said, wait, he said he was asking you, and that's when
right.
you clarified with him, which is always important to ask these guys questions, wait, are you asking me or are you ordering me? And
yeah.
then he said something like, I'm just asking you.
Yeah, you're right. You're right, too. I mean, really, it's an evolutionary process. And, I mean, it's hard to stand up to the authority and to say no. I mean, you know me. You know that I will stand up to the authority. And, you know, like I said before, I mean, still I thank them. You know, so, you
well,
know,
it's okay
I mean,
to
it's
be courteous.
Process.
It's okay to be
mm-hmm.
nice to people. I don't,
right.
you know, I don't suggest being mean to the bureaucrats.
Right.
I think you have to treat them like a human being. And I think it's okay to thank them for being courteous or thank them for being calm or thank them for not being violent. But to be very specific when you thank them, oh, I want to appreciate you for talking to me like a human being. You know, give them a specific
right
set
suggestion.
Of thanks instead of just layering your conversation with them. And, of course, we'll talk more about what happens on Thursday. It's going to go down bright and early, is it, Kelly?
Yes.
All right. Manchester
yep.
Airport.
Good luck.
Be there with your cameras ready.
Have something warm to wear outside.
Or with your
I
underwear.
Will.
She walked around outside for like 10 or 15 minutes without any clothes on. It was incredible. Thanks, Kelly, for the call tonight. Appreciate the heads up.
Thanks, guys. Talk to you
yep.
soon.
She's thanking you.
Hopefully. Well, that's nice of her. She's a nice lady. 855-450-FREE. You can take control. It's Free Talk Live.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Warning, the unprepared may not survive the next natural disaster, terrorist attack, pandemic, or economic collapse. In light of recent global unrest and natural disasters, we bring you this urgent message from David Morris, author of the acclaimed Urban Survival Course. Because this message is urgent, we won't waste time on the why you should act now. You already know why. It's the very real and growing dangers reported in the media every day. Now it's the what you must do. Go to myfreesurvivalminicourse.com and claim your free Urban Survival Minicourse that will will prepare you right in your own home. Today, David Morris is offering you instant access to a 7-part urban survival mini course at myfreesurvivalminicourse.com. You should already be at your keyboard. Enough talk. Act now while you still have time and while it's still free. Myfreesurvivalminicourse.com. MyFreeSurvivalMiniCourse.com or call 866-523-4076. 866-523-4076. You'll be glad you did.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and 3-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details and your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever you want and take control of the airwaves. 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We have a bulletin board system there. You can get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners. And you can see the show notes. The different show prep that we select for the program is posted over there at bbs.freetalklive.com. Here in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
Coming up, Julia will tell us about Australia land when we get a chance and what's going on there with homeschooling. It's apparently completely prohibited. But first, Carson is in Columbus. And Carson, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark. Hello there.
Hey, I just wanted to say hi to Julia. As I said to Stephanie last night, I have heard her before, but she does have some interesting thoughts.
Thank you.
I agree. Go ahead, Carson.
What I wanted to talk about is a continuation of kind of what I talked about last night with the man who was tased. And,
well, you'll have to bring everybody up to speed because not everybody listened to last night.
Sorry. Real quick. Man was tased at McPherson Square at Occupy D.C. and he was arrested, so-called, for disorderly conduct and resisting arrest, but he had his hands above his head, and he was, I haven't watched the video recently, but he was saying something like, why are you arresting me? What is my disorderly conduct? And some people reported he was tased in handcuffs, which he was not. He had his hands above his head, and then he was tased and proceeded to be arrested. I spoke about it last night, and I have a couple of phone numbers. Because a couple people asked me questions of what they could do, and I had a couple phone numbers for people who wanted to call in. One is
are we talking about like the D.C. police, that sort of thing?
National, not D.C. Police. It's the National Park Service.
You know what I'd recommend is that you go to the Free Talk Live BBS and post a message there with the numbers in it. It's just probably not going to be very effective to give out numbers over the radio.
Most people aren't sitting around with pencils waiting to scribble down telephone numbers.
I've had this happen to me. Thank you so much.
Sure. Yeah, drop on into the Free Talk Live BBS at bbs.freetalklive.com.
The thing I wanted to talk about real quick is just what happened today with the National Park Service taking away the right to quote unquote camp, because you are allowed to hold a 24-hour vigil in a federal camp, federal park. You just can't sleep.
Sleep, yeah.
Right.
And it's just absolutely ridiculous because as of last Friday, the director of the National Park Service, Mr. Jonathan, his name is Jonathan something, I'm looking up on my phone, and, he was Jonathan B. Jarvis, and he was saying that they could keep their tents and structures as long as they did not sleep in them. But now the order that they were posting yesterday and went into effect today says that all tents and personal belongings must be removed, and any temporary structures must have at least one side that is completely open for police to view, so they can't even get warm. So basically, they're saying, "Oh no, we're not going to kick you out. We're just going to say you can't sleep.
We're just going to make it really uncomfortable for
and
you."
I really think that if people are as outraged at this as I am, then they need to make their voices heard. And I mean,
I didn't even know that Occupy DC was still going on. That's interesting.
It's been a very effective media blockout.
Right, because there hasn't been much talk about Occupy recently, and Carson, thanks for the call. Folks can go to the BBS and maybe look for your post there. Hopefully you'll get it up there.
As soon as I get off the phone.
Great, thanks Carson, for the call. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. So the Occupy movement's been broken up in a lot of different places. I mean, there was news like a month ago about, Occupy Wall Street and Philly and all these places having crackdowns happen where the police came in, swarmed in with, I think it was in... And I think it was New York where there were over 1,000 police officers.
It was huge.
And multiple arrests. And there just hasn't been too much news since then. Even here in Keene, the Occupy movement has basically died out. There's still meetings every week, but they're very sparsely attended. And it's a surprise. Actually, in the
news, occupying as much anymore.
There's huge Occupy news, though, today, and it's not what Carson was talking about. I mean, obviously that's news for the gentleman that was involved in that situation.
Yeah.
But
getting tased is news for you.
In Oakland, there were 400 arrests at Occupy Oakland. And, maybe we can talk more about that. 855-450-FREE, the USA Today piece that I had bookmarked for it is completely down at the moment. Their website's down. But that's, tremendous. And I forget what it was that they were occupying, but...
Public building, was it, or something? Because
it might have been.
Yeah,
it was a courthouse or something.
Large abandoned building.
The Occupy Oakland have been the least tasteful for me. They've done things like break into buildings.
They're not just pink on the inside. They're red.
Yeah, so I don't really... When I hear Occupy Oakland, I
I tend to agree with you, Julia. These are the guys that did the port blockade, where they went to the Port of Oakland and they basically shut it down. They're very, very anti-business. I mean, anti any business. They're going to masquerade as we're anti-big corporations. But when you block a port, you're blocking anybody from doing shipping. And so I don't appreciate those particular tactics. Apparently it was City Hall, actually, according to CNN.
I thought it was an abandoned building.
Nope.
They've done that, though.
They have.
Too.
Oakland City Hall reopened Monday after municipal employees worked to clean up damage they said was caused this weekend by Occupy protesters, about 400 of whom were arrested following clashes with police in the Northern California city. Marvin White was one such worker who was called in to help scrub graffiti and vacuum floors. He said, "This is not protesting. This is something else. When you protest, you protest. This is madness here." The mass arrest described by the police as the largest in city history appear to have injected new life into the Occupy movement as protesters in a number of American and European cities took to the streets to express their solidarity with Occupy Oakland group. The Occupy movement will respond, and we have always responded, said Occupy Wall Street on their website, with an overwhelming show of collective resistance. And so it goes on to describe the Occupy movements in general, because I guess if people have been living under a rock, they need to know what those are. And protesters and police traded allegations over who was to blame for the violence that saw demonstrators throw rocks and bottles at police, who in turn fired beanbag rounds,
that
tear gas,
never gonna work.
And smoke grenades at the group. So, of course, in a lot of cases, the people throwing rocks could be undercover police officers acting as agents provocateurs.
Certainly that's happened. Supposedly there's some kind of proof that that's what happened at Kent State from the very beginning. Certainly it's happened that police have been agents provocateurs, but I wouldn't go so far as saying that civilians have never thrown rocks or bottles.
Okay, so Mark, here's more information. Saturday marked a new chapter in the Occupy Oakland movement when the group attempted to take over the long-vacant Henry Kaiser Convention Center.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Used as a hub. The group said it was necessary in part because since November the city of Oakland and its police force had made it impossible for us to meet, to serve food, and to provide a place for people to stay. The effort turned violent when police turned the group back, alleging the protesters were damaging construction equipment and fences near the convention center. By nightfall, the protesters stormed a YMCA and later broke into City Hall. Police and city officials said protesters have decried the allegations, saying they entered the buildings through open doors. But the mayor of the city told reporters police have video showing protesters using a crowbar.
I can't imagine for a second that an abandoned building is open.
Or the YMCA.
Right, so the indiscriminate activities of Occupy Oakland are the problem. Like, I got no problem with people breaking into City Hall and wreaking havoc there.
What?
But, it's public property.
There's going to be a problem with that.
I don't care. They're aggressors, and, it's no problem.
I know what you don't
Two
have a problem
Two wrongs don't
with.
Make a right.
Well, there's nothing wrong with using public property.
Using public property is not breaking in somewhere.
Well, they'll break into your home for having a plant in your pocket.
Two wrongs don't make a right. You say you come from a peaceful place, but you're not talking peaceful right now.
Yeah, I get what you're saying, but, it's just a little party that they had in City Hall.
Just a little party.
It doesn't sound like it's violent. Yeah. They weren't being violent.
No, but they were when they broke into the YMCA in the building before that. So.
With the YMCA, I disagree with, although the other one I'm betting you is a city-funded convention center. That's my guess. 855-450-FREE, that's the toll-free number. You can take control of the airwaves. Is it violent to break into City Hall and throw a big party? Free Talk Live. Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free-market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget,
crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features you will find there, freetalklive.com. Here with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you, again, can join us over on the website, and you can also get interactive in the chat room at cam.freetalklive.com. Plus, you can support the show, if you'd like, by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote, and the idea is you send in $3, and Free Talk Live will take that money and invest it in the show, getting out more radio stations and bringing more internet listeners on board, exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. Once again, it's amp.freetalklive.com. You get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only forum, podcasts, and more. amp.freetalklive.com.
If you don't have enough time to sit down with a book and, you know, carve the time out of your day to read the book, that's what's happened to me. But there's a lot of books out there that I feel like I need to consume, and you probably have some sitting around that you need to read, too. An idea that, you know, as time has come, is the audio book. It makes it, it's an easy way to consume the information that you need to have without sitting down with a book and taking that time out of your day. You can do all kinds of things, whether you're working out, working in the garden, commuting, whatever you're doing, you can consume the books you need. I was just looking through the self-help section here at audible.com, and they've got the old tried and true, How to Win Friends and Influence People.
Great book, Dale Carnegie.
Yep, 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. And talent is overrated. What really separates world-class performers from everybody else? These are the kinds of books that many people want to consume. They just don't have the time. If that's you, go get a free gold membership from audiblepodcast.com/FTL. The gold membership includes a free download. All you have to do, it's a gift from Audible to you, audiblepodcast.com/FTL. Just go there and, you know, give them the information they're looking for, and they'll give you a free download, audiblepodcast.com/FTL.
All right. So I think that we've stumbled on a very interesting topic here, and I'm glad that Julia and Mark, more so Julia, calling me out on this issue here with Occupy Oakland going and just destroying private property and also destroying public property, allegedly. The city of Oakland claiming they're having to clean up graffiti and some damaged property from the city hall.
They had to break in somehow.
After the Occupy Oakland folks allegedly used some sort of a crowbar on the front door of city hall.
And there's allegedly police video of it.
400 people were arrested in Oakland in the largest group of arrests.
And it makes sense that there would be, you know, somebody would have to pry open a door. It's not like they're just going to leave them open.
It was the weekend, so it was likely locked up. And you're saying that destroying or maybe, you know, breaking and entering, maybe graffitiing the city hall, maybe breaking some things in there is not peaceful. And, you know, I see where you're coming from. The definition here of peaceful is characterized by peace, free from war, strife, commotion, violence, or disorder. I suppose you could argue that that they set the city hall in a disorderly sort of a manner. But it's hard aggressive. For me to feel bad for the city people because they are the aggressors.
Now, I don't necessarily feel bad for the city people. All I'm trying to point out is that you claim that you are like Mr. Peacemaker. You come from a place of peace, blah, blah, blah. You use the word peace a lot. You really like this word.
Yeah, I like the idea.
But you don't. You know what I mean? In a lot of cases, you're
not
being the, like, you're not being the bigger man, which I think is important in this fight. I think that you need to be the better person. You know what I mean? Two wrongs don't make a right. Just saying, well, it's okay to destroy City Hall because they took my money in the first place. Like, that's not going to get you anywhere.
Yeah, property is perception. Wouldn't you agree? Like, there may exist out in the parking lot a vehicle that I claim is mine. But mm-hmm. It's only mine because I claim it. I perceive that it's mine. You perceive it's mine. She perceives it's mine. People around perceive it's mine.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're talking about violence against public property, I get what you're talking about. What you're saying is that a gang of aggressive people calling themselves the government of the given area have stolen money from you in order to build a building. So therefore, what's the big deal about breaking into the building and using that building? I mean, after all, they stole the money from you and me.
Right.
I get the point.
Right.
I do. However, it's a perception thing.
Yep.
If a thief comes and starts up that car and he thinks it's his, in his mind, it's his.
Right. That's why I perceive it to be wrong to break into the YMCA because they're a completely private organization.
That's what you perceive. It's a perception. A property
is
a perception. However, I'm going to perceive that thief as a thief. Whereas, and most people are going to perceive him that way. So it's an issue of argumentum ad populum, essentially. Enough people believe something is true that it makes it true. So public property, people generally believe, is for specific uses. A merry-go-round at the park is for turning around and around on and having fun when you're little and going, whee! It is not for defecating upon when you happen to be in the park. I mean, there are proper and improper uses of public property as generally people accept. Now, I can't tell you what percentage of the population needs to agree with a particular action in order for that action to be okay,
right,
but I can tell you it is a percentage of the population.
Well, right. So that's why this is such a gray area, I think.
It is
because
gray.
Look at
property is gray.
Right, look at Egypt, for instance, and other places where you've had mass movements of people rising up. And in Egypt, you know, there were government buildings that were set ablaze. A lot of people cheered that on.
Yeah, and I've got to say, sitting from here, I'm fine with that. I'm fine with the Egyptian people setting the government buildings ablaze because, you know, they had so little to say about their government. But I think the American people believe that this is our government and that we have a mm-hmm. say and that we can do things. Now, I think they're wrong, and I get where you're coming
apparently,
from.
Hundreds of people think they're wrong, too. They showed up and they broke into the city building in Oakland. And so, you know, kind of this topic brings up some interesting questions. So I asked you during the break, I'm going to ask you again on the air because I thought your responses were interesting. So breaking into the city building, bad, violent, not peaceful,
no,
according to Julia.
But you're taking it wrong. I didn't say it was bad, and I didn't say I would feel sorry for them. I said that I don't think, I don't think it's tasteful.
You don't think it's peaceful either.
I don't think it's very peaceful at all, no.
Is it not peaceful to break into the FBI's computer servers and hack their servers?
This came up with Stephanie Martin, and my opinion on the anonymous groups and some of the mm-hmm. things that they do is that it's aggressive for sure, and it's not my style, and I wouldn't do it, but it doesn't bother me. Same with the city council.
Right,
it doesn't
break
bother
in
me.
I wouldn't necessarily be a part
but
of that
I don't
either.
Believe that two wrongs make a right, and I don't think that just because they aggressed against you, I don't think it's a good position to take that it's okay to. I just don't think it's. I don't think it's going to help your cause at all.
Is it violent? I get what you're saying from other people's perspectives. I understand that. Is it?
But you seem to think that other people's perspectives don't matter at all.
Oh no, that's not true. I think they matter. I just, I'm getting, I also understand why people are upset, and I don't blame them for doing what they're doing because the government sucks. But
Occupy isn't really that upset with the government. They're upset with big business, it seems, a lot of times,
yeah,
down with corporations.
You have you been to an Occupy meeting?
Nope.
Okay. So I have, and
okay.
I've talked to some of them. So they're
no,
different.
I've been to Occupy Keene, and they definitely,
I've been to Occupy New Hampshire
as
well.
Them.
I've been to Occupy New Hampshire as well. So, anyway.
I've been to the Occupy, you know, downtown mansion, stuff like that. And, what I heard were a lot of sort of very lefties that could be interpreted in a bunch of different ways. I mean, you know.
No doubt about it. There's different people down there. They have different opinions. So would it be violent or would it be non-peaceful? There was an example I heard of recently, and I forget where it was, but some cop was wanting to arrest someone at a protest. I don't know if it was Occupy or whatever. But basically what happened was the people who were there surrounded that person and essentially stepped in between the police, so obstructing government administration, stepped in between the officer and this person and basically completely protected them from being arrested in the first place. Is that violence? Is that not peaceful? No one hurt the cop.
Right, I've got you. And, you know, this is the argument that's had in Quaker circles on a pretty regular basis. I wouldn't say regular, but we've had this discussion with Quakers in the past. What is pacifism? Mm-hmm. Quakers, I am a member of a Quaker meeting, and, you know, pacifism is what they espouse. But what is pacifism? If you believe that God is going to protect you or, you know, God's will is going to be done in a given situation, why would you look both ways when you walk out in the street? If somebody was wielding an axe and you had the ability to close a door to prevent them from coming in and cleaving your skull? Is it violent to prevent them by simply closing a door? If it is not violent to prevent them by closing a door, why is it violent to prevent them by shooting them in the knee? Why is it, shooting them in the gut? Why are these things not okay and then the one is? I mean, I get where you're coming from. There are these gray areas when it comes to peace. What's it mean?
Yeah, I think you guys
make a
lot of sense.
I'm telling you, it's about perception.
I'm a little torn on the issue personally. I wouldn't participate in it, but I don't shed a tear when I see, you know, government property being destroyed. So that's kind of where I'm at right now. Anyway, wish we had more time to get into it, but we don't. We're out of it for tonight, but we'll be back tomorrow. And maybe we can talk about the Australian thing another time, because it sounded interesting. See you tomorrow online in the meantime, freetalklive.com.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Do you have paternity questions? In the past, paternity tests were usually expensive and results took weeks. Now, Identigene offers a DNA paternity test that is easy, affordable, and confidential. Identigene is fully accredited and is the only DNA paternity test kit trusted by America's Pharmacy. The Identigene kit is easy to use and contains everything you need. Answers are available in 2 days. For more information, go to Identigene.com. Look for Identigene at the drugstore. Identigene, test assured.